First today, football. Slavia Prague have enjoyed the best two seasons in their modern history, reaching the Champions League for the first time ever and winning the Czech League twice in succession for the first time since the early 1940s. Those league trophies were lifted by Slavia captain Erich Brabec, a firm favourite with fans. However, just weeks after they took that second title, Slavia's uncompromising manager, Karel Jarolím, has let Brabec go, apparently dissatisfied with the 32-year-old's level of performance. Many in Czech football have been shocked by Jarolím's decision. Meanwhile, the defender himself seems philosophical about getting the boot.
Over those 2 years, I think, apart from Vladimír Šmicer, nobody in the dressing room experienced that much success. And I firmly believe the guys who are there will experience more success. For my part, I hope I can find a club that will be at least as successful as Slavia has been in the last 2 years.
If Slavia don't do well next season after getting rid of Brabec, expect a few brickbats to fly Karel Jarolím's way. By then, though, he could be Czech national team boss, if his pal Ivan Hašek is elected chairman of the Czech Football Association on Saturday. In other football news, it's only weeks since Pavel Nedvěd played his last game for Juventus and seemed set on hanging up his boots at the age of 36. Now, however, there have been reports in the Italian press that the former European Player of the Year could sign a one-year deal with Lazio, the club he was at before Juve. Nedvěd's agent was reported as saying the midfielder would decide on his future when he comes back from a holiday in a fortnight's time. Judo now, and the Czech Republic's Lukáš Krpálek came first in the 100-kilogram category at the Continental Cup in Celje, Slovenia, on Sunday. Krpálek's success on the European stage follows a win at Judo's World Cup in Bucharest 2 weeks previously. Not bad for an 18-year-old in his first season at senior level. Finally, up-and-coming Czech cyclist Roman Kreuziger came third in this year's Tour of Switzerland, which finished on Sunday. Kreuziger, who came first in the stage race last year, will now be looking forward to next month's Tour de France. The liquid gas rider from Moravská Třebová, already one of the best ever Czech cyclists, will be hoping to improve on last year's 13th place. That's all the sport for today.